Welcome to Zichu Daf Sim Man Member by Ram Goldar and here Masechus Menachos Daf Kuf Dal the 12th Parak Hamenachos VeHaNesachim. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the next Mishnah states that one may only donate Nesachim of wine as an independent mincha in amounts which can be offered together with a carbon. Therefore, one cannot donate Nesachim of 1, 2, or 5 lugin since no carbon is brought with these amounts. But one may donate Nesachim of 3, 4, or 6 lugin, which parallel the Nesachim of a lamb, a ram, and a bull, respectively, or any amount higher than 6, which can match a combination of any of these. The Gemara asks, Yesh kevel nesachim? Is there a fixing for nesachim or not? Meaning, is a donation of a certain amount of lugin fixed to be brought as one offering, or can it be brought separately? Thus, if one donated 5 lugin, which is not a legitimate amount for nesachim, then if a nesachim donation is not fixed, he would remove and offer 4 of them, paralleling a ram's nesachim, and the remaining log would be used for a voluntary carbon sibur, the law for a surplus nesachim. If a nedra of nesachim is fixed, then these 5 lugin cannot be brought until a 6th is added to them. Point number 2, in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says, Misnadvin yain, one may donate wine as an independent offering, ve'ein misnadvin shemen, but one may not donate oil as an independent offering. Rabbi Tarfon says that one may donate shemen alone, reasoning, mamatzina b'yayin shu b'chovu u'banadava, just as we find out about wine, that it comes as an obligation together with a carbon, or also as an independent donation, so too shemen, which comes as an obligation together with a carbon, may be brought as an independent donation. Rabbi Akiva argues that we cannot compare wine, sheken karav im chavasu bifnei atzmo, which is brought by itself when offered along with its obligation, with oil, which is not brought by itself when brought along with its obligation. Rather, it is combined with flour in a mincha. Rava says we can learn from both tanaim that misnadev adam minchas nesachim b'chol yom, a person may donate a minchas nesachim every day, even without accompanying a carbon. The Gemara said this seems obvious and explains that since the Torah only revealed 5 types of voluntary menachos, one might think that other types, such as a minchas nesachim, may not be brought. Rava teaches that one may specify to donate a minchas nesachim. And point number 3, Rabbi Yitzchak asks, why does the Torah use the term nefesh regarding a voluntary mincha? The pasuk says, when a nefesh offers a mincha to Hashem, which it does not use for any other voluntary karbanos. He explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Mi darchu lahavi mincha? Whose way is it to bring a mincha rather than an animal carbon? Ani, a poor person. Ma'ani alav ki lo hikriv nafshu lefanai. I consider it for him as if he offered his own soul before me. Rabbi Yitzchak also asks why mincha is unique in having chamisha minei tigun, 5 different types of fried dishes, meaning containing oil. He explains that it's comparable to a king whose friend prepared a feast for him, but the king knows his friend is poor and cannot afford much. He tells him, Asali min chamisha mine tigon, kedei she'ena mimcha. Prepare for me 5 types of fried dishes, so I'll get pleasure from you. So once again, the 3 points are, number 1, the next Mishnah states that one may only donate nesachim of wine as an independent mincha in amounts which can be offered together with a carbon. Therefore, one cannot donate nesachim of 1, 2, or 5 lugin, since no carbon is brought with these amounts, but one may donate nesachim of 3, 4, or 6 lugin, which parallel the nesachim of a lamb, a ram, and a bull, respectively, or any amount higher than 6, which can match a combination of any of these. The Gemara asks, Yesh kevel nesachim? Is there a fixing for nesachim or not? Meaning, is a donation of a certain amount of lugin fixed to be brought as one offering, or can it be brought separately? Thus, if one donated 5 lugin, which is not a legitimate amount for nesachim, then if a nesachim donation is not fixed, he would remove and offer 4 of them, paralleling a ram's nesachim, and the remaining log would be used for a voluntary carbon sibur, the law for a surplus nesachim. If a nedra of nesachim is fixed, then these 5 lugin cannot be brought until a 6th is added to them. Point number 2, in the next Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says, Misnadvin yain, one may donate wine as an independent offering, ve'ein misnadvin shemen, but one may not donate oil as an independent offering. Rabbi Tarfon says that one may donate shemen alone, reasoning, mamatzina b'yayin shu b'chovu u'banadava, just as we find out about wine, that it comes as an obligation together with a carbon, or also as an independent donation, so too shemen, which comes as an obligation together with a carbon, may be brought as an independent donation. Rabbi Akiva argues that we cannot compare wine, sheken karav im chavasu bifnei atzmo, which is brought by itself when offered along with its obligation, with oil, which is not brought by itself when brought along with its obligation. Rather, it is combined with flour in a mincha. Rava says we can learn from both tanaim that misnadev adam minchas nesachim b'chol yom, a person may donate a minchas nesachim every day, even without accompanying a carbon. The Gemara said this seems obvious and explains that since the Torah only revealed five types of voluntary menachos. One might think that other types, such as a minchas nesachim, may not be brought. Rabbi teaches that one may specify to donate a minchas nesachim. And point number three, Rabbi Yitzchak asks, why does the Torah use the term nefesh regarding a voluntary mincha? The pasuk says, when a nefesh offers a mincha to Hashem, which it does not use for any other voluntary karbanos. He explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, mi darchu lahavi mincha, whose way is it to bring a mincha rather than an animal carbon? Ani, a poor person. Ma'ani alav ki lo hikriv nafshu lefanai. I consider it for him as if he offered his own soul before me. Rabbi Yitzchak also asks why mincha is unique in having chamisha minei tigun, five different types of fried dishes, meaning containing oil. He explains that it's comparable to a king whose friend prepared a feast for him, but the king knows his friend is poor and cannot afford much. He tells him, "Asali min chamisha minei tigun, kedei she'ena mimcha. Prepare for me five types of fried dishes, so I'll get pleasure from you." All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Kuf Dalet, and our standard siman is a code. So here goes. The Cohen codebreaker who figured out the Niske Yain Lugin code was 346 or more, but wasn't sure if it was fixed in a case of 5 Lugin, interrupted his effort to figure out if Shemen does not equal Yain means one cannot donate Shemen as an independent offering, like wine, to hand the Ani on his way to bring a mincha, a piece of paper with the code word Nefesh written on it. Once again, slow motion. The Cohen codebreaker, code, that must be on Duff, Kuf Dalet. The Cohen codebreaker who figured out the Niske Yain Lugin code was 346 or more, but wasn't sure if it was fixed in a case of 5 Lugin, which reminds us we learned that one may donate 346 Lugin or more as wine for Nesachim because those are the amounts which are brought with the carbon. The question is if Yesh Kevel Nesachim, is there a fixing for Nesachim or not, meaning is a donation of a certain amount of Lugin fixed to be brought as one offering or can it be brought separately? Thus, if one donated 5 Lugin, which is not a legitimate amount for Nesachim, then if a Nesachim donation is not fixed, he would remove and offer for them, paralleling a ram's nesachim, and the remaining lug would be used for a voluntary carbon sibur, which is the law for surplus nesachim. If a nedra of nesachim is fixed, then these 5 lugin cannot be brought until a sixth is added to them. So the Cohen codebreaker figured out the Niske Yain Lugin code was 346 or more, but wasn't sure if it was fixed in a case of 5 Lugin, interrupted his effort to figure out if Shemen does not equal Yain means one cannot donate Shemen as an independent offering, like wine, which reminds us the Gemara brings Malchokas if one may donate Shemen as an independent offering, like wine. So the Cohen codebreaker who figured out the Niske Yain Lugin code was 346 or more, but wasn't sure if it was fixed in a case of 5 Lugin, interrupted his effort to figure out if Shemen does not equal Yain means one cannot donate Shemen as an independent offering, like wine, to hand the Ani on his way to bring a mincha, a piece of paper with the code word Nefesh written on it, which reminds us, Rabbi Yitzchak asks, why does the Torah use the term Nefesh regarding a voluntary mincha? The pasuk says, when a nefesh offers a mincha to Hashem, which it does not use for any other voluntary karbanos. He explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, mi darchu lahavi mincha, whose way is it to bring a mincha rather than an animal carbon? Ani, a poor person. Ma'ala ani alav ki ilo hikriv nafshu lefanai. I consider it for him as if he offered his own soul before me. So once again, the Cohen codebreaker who figured out the Niske Yain Lugin code was 346 or more, but wasn't sure if it was fixed in a case of 5 Lugin, interrupted his effort to figure out if Shemen does not equal Yain means one cannot donate Shemen as an independent offering, like wine, to hand the Ani on his way to bring a mincha, a piece of paper with the code word Nefesh written on it. All right, so now it's time for 4 Blabak Hazara. The Cohen's monkeys, that must be run Duff. Kuf, monkey. The Cohen's monkeys, who tried to copy their master but kept messing up by burning the Bezichi Lavona from their Lechem Apanim playset on the wrong day, which reminds the Gemara discusses what to do if the Lechem Apanim or Lavona were put on or removed from the Shulchan on the wrong day. So the Cohen's monkeys, who tried to copy their master but kept messing up by burning the Bezichi Lavona from their Lechem Apanim playset on the wrong day, and couldn't return the Kemitza to the Klei Sharis when it did the Kemitza at night, thereby making it Puzzle, which reminds the Gemara discusses if the Klei Sharis or the Shulchan are Makadish Shalob is Manan, and if Lila is Mechuser's Man. So the Cohen's monkeys, who tried to copy their master but kept messing up by burning the Bezichi Lavona from the Lechem Apanim Breset on the wrong day, and couldn't return the Kemitza to the Klei Sharis when it did the Kemitza at night, thereby making it Puzzle, prepared bunches of bananas to consume while they waited 3 days from the day the Shtei Lechem was baked to eat it, since Shavuos that year fell out on a Sunday, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses possible days the Shtei Lechem and the Lechem Apanim can be eaten because baking is not Doche Yantav or Shabbos. Daf Kuf Off. So the Siman Daf Kuf Off is a bird caller going caw, caw. So here goes. The bird caller who called caw, caw. The bird caller called caw, caw. That must be on Duff Kuf Olive. The bird caller who called caw, caw to some birds to get them to eat from the tower grain he'd redeemed before it got Kadush the Guf, which reminds us. On the previous daf, the 12th break began, Menachos v'Nesachim Shinitmu, Menachos and Nesachim which became Tame, then Adshu Akidshu Bekli, before they were sanctified in Klisharis, they can be redeemed because they only have Kadush's Damim, monetary sanctity, but after receiving Kadush's Aguf in the Klisharis, they cannot be redeemed. Shmuel says the Kadush's Damim of Menachos and Nesachim, before being placed in the Klisharis, can even be redeemed while they are tower and still viable for offering. So the bird caller called caw caw to some birds to get them to eat from the tahor grain he had redeemed before it got Kadush the Guf, watched some birds dropping fruit of an orla tree, which cannot become tame because they are aser bahana with no shasa kosher. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yoshai said he heard that Rabbi Shimon holds that a mincha which was made pigel is not susceptible to tumah. Rabbi Shimon said that orla, klai kerim, and other items which are aser bahana are not susceptible to tumah. So the bird caller called caw caw to some birds to get them to eat from the tower grain he'd redeemed before it got Kadush the Guf, watched some birds dropping fruit of an orla tree, which cannot become tummy because they are aser bahana with no shasa kosher. Onto the meat of a parduma, which can be makabo tumas ochlin because ko omid lipados kefadui dummy, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon holds, ko ha omid lipados kefadui dummy, anything which stands to be redeemed is considered like it's already redeemed. As he taught in a braisa, par metame tumas ochlin, the meat of a shechted parduma contracts food tuma, despite being aser bahana because it had a shasa kosher, meaning there was a moment after shechita when it was considered permitted in consumption. That's because it's a mitzvah to redeem it if a better cow is found. Kuf Beis. So the Siman Daf Kuf Beis is a cave. So here goes. When the Kohen heard that his pigel meat was not susceptible to Tumas Ochlin, even though the Zerika could have been done, he hid it in a cave. Cave? That must be on Daf Kuf Beis. When the Kohen heard that his pigel meat was not susceptible to Tumas Ochlin, even though the Zerika could have been done, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses if the potential for Zerika is considered a shasa kosher for Tumah. So when the Kohen heard that his pigel meat was not susceptible to Tumas Ochlin, even though the Zerika could have been done, he hid it in the cave because the potential for Zerika did take off the Isser Mi'ila, which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua says that any carbon which had a Shas Heter, a moment of permissibility to Kohanim, before becoming invalidated is no longer subject to Mi'ila because it's no longer Kadshi Hashem. Ravashi explains that Mi'ila depends on the carbon's Kedusha or lack of Kedusha. Once its Kedusha leaves, being fit for Zerika, it can never return. So when the Kohen heard that his pigel meat was not susceptible to Tumas Ochlin, even though the Zerika could have been done, he hid it in a cave because the potential for Zerika did take off the Isser Mi'ila, right next to some meat from a parduma which was considered burnt, but still makabel tuma because of Chibas HaKodesh, which reminds us, Chibas HaKodesh renders that which is Omed Lisrov as food for tuma, such as in the case of a parduma. Daf Kuf Gimel, so the Siman Daf Kuf Gimel is Kugel. So here goes. The Kugel Chef, that must be on Daf Kuf Gimel. The kugel chef stirring a thick, oily, barley noodle kugel, who was told when he incorrectly pledged to bring a mincha from barley, that he must bring one from wheat, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, the one who says, Hari layu mincha mina sa'orim, it's hereby upon me to bring a mincha from barley, which is impossible for a voluntary mincha, yavi mina chitim, he must bring a mincha from wheat. The more explains that the Mishnah can go according to Beit Shammai, who holds, Tfos lashem rishon, give primacy to the first phrase, and can also go according to Beis Hillel in the case where one said that if he had known it was improper mincha, he would have pledged a proper one. So the kugel chef stirring a thick, oily barley noodle kugel, who was told when he incorrectly pledged to bring a mincha from barley that he must bring one from wheat, was informed that he can't donate a mincha of 61 isronos like the size of his mega kugels, since the rabbis knew that flour and oil are only able to be mixed up to 60 isronos, which reminds us, the next Mishnah teaches that one may donate a mincha of up to 60 isronos and bring it in a single kli, but if he donates a mincha of 61 isronos, it must be divided into two kelim. Reb Shimon explains, Achishim yachon lubawel, until 60 isronos, the flour and oil are able to be mixed, but not with more than 60 isaron. They asked him, is it possible that 60 isaron can be mixed, but 61 cannot? He replied, Kol midas chachamim ken. All the sages' measurements are so, meaning they're precise. So the kugel chef stirring a thick, oily barley noodle kugel, who was told when he incorrectly pledged to bring a mincha from barley, that he must bring one from wheat, was informed that he can't donate a mincha of 61 isronos like the size of his mega kugels, since the rabbis knew that flour and oil are only able to be mixed up to 60 isronos. And kol she'en ru labila, bila ma'kevizbo, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon explained that a netter of 61 isronos must be divided into two kelim because this amount of flour cannot be properly mixed with the oil. The Gemara asks why this is a problem, since the Mishnah states, Imul Balal Kusher, if he didn't mix the flour and oil, the mincha is still valid. Rabbi Zera answers, Kol rui labila, any mincha fit for mixing the flour and oil, ein bila ma'akevas bo. The mixing is not critical and the mincha is valid without it. But kol she'ein rui labila, but any mincha which is unfit for mixing, because of the incorrect proportion of flour to oil, bila ma'akevas bo. The mixing is critical to it and the mincha is invalid. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you discuss if the potential for zrika is considered a shasa kosher for tuma? That's on daf. Kuf Beis. Good. Number 2. Which stuff did the second base of Migdash had an image of Shushan Abira on the eastern gate? That's on daf. Tzadiches. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you discuss if the Klei Sharis or the Shulchan are Mekadosh Shelo Bezmanan and if Laila is considered Mechuzer Zman? That's on daf. Kuf. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that if one vows to bring a mincha of barley, he must bring one from wheat? That's on daf. Kuf Gimel. Good.
Number 5.
Which stuff do we learn that a poor person who brings a mincha is considered as if he brought his nefesh? That's on daf. Kuf Dalet.
Good.
Number 6.
Which stuff do we learn that Chibas HaKodesh renders that which is Omer Lisrov as food for Tumah, such as in the case of Paraduma? That's on daf. Kuf Beis.
Good.
Number 7.
Which daf do we have machlokes if one may donate shemen as an independent offering? That's on daf. Kuf Dalet.
Good.
Number 8.
Which daf do we learn that the rabbis are very precise, knowing that 60 isronos of flour can be mixed with oil, but not 61 isronos? That's on daf. Kuf Gimel.
Good.
Number 9.
Which daf do we learn that one may donate 3, 4, or 6 glugin or more as wine for nesachim? And we have a question of yesh keva when nesachim. That's on daf. Kuf dalet.
Good.
Number 10.
Which daf do you discuss the orientation of the kelim in the mikdash? And we have a machlokes about the 10 shulchanos of Shlomo Melech. That's on daf. Tzadiches. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri, wishing you a great day and great learning.